So there's a hard truth in accounts payable right now. Most teams are tracking metrics, but very few are actually using them to drive business impact. And in today's environment, that's going to be a problem because AP isn't just processing invoices anymore. It's sitting right at the center of cash flow, supplier relationships, and financial decision making. And yet, according to recent data, only 44% of AP teams consistently track invoice cycle time, and fewer than 30% track supplier experience metrics. So the question becomes, are we measuring the right things, or are we just reporting numbers that don't actually move the business forward? I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker on Air. Today, we're breaking down the new AP KPI playbook. What to measure, why it matters now, and how to turn those metrics into real business impact, especially in an era being reshaped by AI. Let's start here. Why are KPIs different now? Well, that's because the expectations of AP have fundamentally changed. This isn't just about invoice processing speed anymore. Finance leaders, especially the office of the CFO, are looking for visibility into working capital, cash flow, risk, and supplier performance. And they're expecting AP to contribute. So let's hear IOFM's Mark Brousseau's take on this.
Accounts payable these days is going through what I'd call a pretty significant transformation. For a long time, AP was the quintessential back office function. Get the invoices processed, get the suppliers paid. But we all know that today, the expectations that are being placed on AP, they're much broader than all that. Our bosses are looking for AP for better visibility into working capital, maybe some stronger spend management, maybe stronger supplier relationships. And at the same time, AP teams are being asked to process more invoices, support digital transformation initiatives, maybe implement AI, and of course, help to drive automation all across the finance function. Well, all of this raises a really important question in my mind. How do you demonstrate the value that AP delivers to the organization? That's where KPIs become incredibly important. Because if AP leaders want to show the impact that they're having, whether it's improving efficiency or supporting working capital or enhancing that supplier experience, well, you're gonna need the right metrics to tell that story.
That's the shift. AP has moved from transactional to operational to strategic. But here's the disconnect. Most teams are still tracking KPIs from the transactional era. Invoice counts, processing times, maybe cost per invoice, those still matter, but they don't tell the full story anymore. Here's the problem with traditional KPIs. They measure activity, not impact. You can process invoices faster, but still, you might miss early payment discounts, overpay suppliers, create bottlenecks in approvals, or damage the supplier relationships. And leadership won't see the value because they're asking a different question. How is AP impacting the business? They're not asking, how many invoices did you process? If you can't tie your KPIs back to cash or cost or experience, then they're just noise. And this is where AI starts to change the equation, because now we can actually see what's happening across the entire AP process and in real time. Let's get into it. These are the KPIs that actually matter today. And let's think about them a little differently now. All right, KPI number one is going to be your touchless invoice rate. So this is going to be your North Star metric. So what is this? The percentage of invoices processed with no human intervention. A good modern target is going to be 60 to 80% or higher. But here's the key. The KPI isn't just about efficiency. It's going to be a reflection of data quality, process maturity, supplier alignment, and automation effectiveness.
Here's Esker's Chris Hazlett on the topic.
It's the ultimate impact of if we clean up the data, if we clean up the process, your touchless invoice rate will increase straight through processing. Now, what I will say is there are a lot of organizations out there throwing out crazy touchless processing or straight through processing rates, right? Those are all contributed by good processes upstream, as I'd mentioned. So modern targets right now, you're here probably in the space, 60 to 80% processing is probably pretty common for those in the PO invoice area, right? The stronger value you have in the three-way match scenario, the cleaner data you have, the increased straight-through processing percentages you'll have as an organization, which ultimately requires less human intervention, decreasing the number of invoices and touch points. So I think this is a great stat to monitor, but there are a lot of granular KPIs and functions in the process that ultimately impact this straight-through processing rate.
If your touchless rate is low, that's not the problem. It's the signal. So let's get into KPI number two. It's going to be your on-time payment rate. At a surface level, this is simple. It's the percentage of invoices paid within the agreed upon terms. And the benchmark here is pretty high, typically 98% or above. But this KPI has also evolved because it's no longer just about operational discipline. It's about financial strategy. Paying on time does a few things really well. It protects supplier relationships. It helps avoid penalties or fees, and it builds trust across your supply base. But here's where things get more interesting. In today's environment, finance leaders aren't just asking, are we paying on time? They're asking, are we paying optimally? Because every payment decision has a cash impact. So if you pay too early, you could be giving up working capital. If you pay too late, you risk damaging relationships or losing discounts. So this KPI becomes less about compliance and more about control.
Leverage early payment discounts, maybe negotiate dynamic discounting even if you have that functionality. But commonly we're also hearing now, hey, why do we want to stretch DPO instead of paying invoices on time? So having that understanding and pulse on your payment timeline is helpful, because who wouldn't want to improve cash flow and liquidity by holding on to cash longer, or optimize the working capital, or enhance your negotiating power, understanding, hey, how quickly could we pay these? Could we renegotiate early payment discounts? Really just helping your all-around terms with suppliers.
And when you connect this KPI back to the office of the CFO, this is where AP starts directly influencing cash flow, liquidity, and even negotiation leverage with suppliers. KPI number three, payment timing accuracy. If on-time payment rate tells you if you're paying on time, payment timing accuracy tells you how well you're managing your cash. This KPI is going to measure, are you paying invoices on the optimal day? Not early, not late, but exactly when it makes the most sense for the business. And this is where AP becomes a working capital lever. Because think about it, across thousands or millions of invoices, even paying a few days early can have a massive impact on your cash position. And the opposite can be true as well. Late payments can trigger supplier escalations. They can disrupt supply chains, even erode trust. So this KPI sits right at the intersection of AP execution, treasury strategy, and CFO level decision making. You cannot manage payment timing manually at scale. This is where automation becomes essential, because you're going to need real-time visibility into invoice status, predictive insights into payment timing, and the ability to execute consistently. Without that, you're just guessing. KPI number four, first pass match rate. So this is one of the clearest indicators of process health across your organization. What it measures is the percentage of invoices that match correctly on the first attempt with no manual intervention required. Target here is typically between 90 or 95% or higher. But here's what makes this KPI so powerful. It's not just an AP metric. It's a cross-functional metric. Because when this number is low, it's rarely because AP is doing something wrong. It's usually pointing to larger issues upstream. So poor PO data, incorrect pricing, missing goods receipts, or inconsistent supplier formatting.
If you are able to get into that 90% or better, I think that is phenomenal. But ideally, you're working toward, again, that root cause. What is causing us to miss on the front end during that first pass match what contributing factors are we missing that we need to maybe have some change management, or we need to talk with suppliers about the data that they're sharing with us. I know it's not an easy conversation, but sometimes having that discussion of you want to get paid faster or on time, hey, I need you guys to help us out a little bit as well.
So instead of treating this as a processing problem, high performance teams treat it as a data and process alignment problem. And when you improve first pass match rate, you get a ripple effect. So there's going to be fewer exceptions, a higher touchless rate, faster cycle times, and lower cost per invoice. This is going to be one of those KPIs where fixing it improves almost everything else. KPI number 5, exception rate. So this is going to be one of the most revealing KPIs in AP because it measures the percentage of invoices that require manual intervention. And a healthy range here, under 20% for most organizations, under 10% for best in class. Here's the key though. Exceptions are where all the hidden costs are going to live. So every exception means someone has to investigate, someone has to fix the data, and someone has to follow up. That's going to add time, cost, and risk. And just like first pass match rate, exceptions are rarely isolated to AP. They're usually symptoms of procurement issues, supplier onboarding gaps, or poor data governance. So instead of just tracking down the exception rate, the best teams break it down like this. Why are exceptions happening? Where are they coming from? And how do we eliminate them at the source? Because you don't simply reduce exceptions. You don't just improve AP. You improve the entire source to pay process. KPI number 6, supplier experience. I'm cheating a little bit on this one because it usually combines 3 KPIs, but it still gets ignored. So the KPIs involved here are supplier inquiry volume, self-service adoption, and response time. So let's break each of these down because on their own they're useful, but together they tell a much bigger story. So first, supplier inquiry volume. This is simply the number of suppliers' questions coming into AP. Things like, where's the payment? Was my invoice received? Why haven't these invoices been approved? Now on the surface, these might feel like just a workload metric, but it's actually a visibility metric because high inquiry volume usually means one thing. Your suppliers don't have the information that they need. This is going to create noise. So your AP team gets pulled into emails, calls, follow-ups, instead of focusing on the high-value work that they should be doing. Next, we have self-service adoption. So this is a percentage of suppliers using a portal or digital channel instead of emailing or calling your team. So this one's going to be critical because it's the lever that reduces inquiry volume. If suppliers can check the invoice status, track payments, submit invoices digitally, they don't need to reach out. So instead of reacting to questions, you eliminate them entirely. And then we have response time. So this is how quickly your team resolves supplier inquiries. And this one directly impacts supplier relationships. Because from a supplier's perspective, silence equals risk. If they don't hear back, they might assume something's wrong, payment is delayed, or maybe they need to escalate, which is going to create even more pressure on your AP team. Now, why did I lump these three together? How are they interconnected? If you increase self-service adoption, you reduce inquiry volume, and then your team can improve response time. So when you improve all three of these things together, you get something bigger, and that's going to be trust. Fewer inquiries means fewer problems. Faster responses means better communication, and self-service is going to create that transparency. In the past, supplier experience wasn't always a priority in AP, but times have changed because supplier relationships now directly impact your payment terms, discount opportunities, and overall supply chain stability. And here's the reality. Every supplier inquiry is a signal. It's telling you something could be broken. It might be a lack of visibility, a delay in processing, or a breakdown in communication. Modern AP teams don't just respond to these signals, they eliminate them. They may do that by looking into supplier portals, AI-driven inquiry management and automation that gives real-time visibility. So instead of reacting, they create an experience whereby suppliers don't need to ask in the first place. And finally, KPI number 7, manual touches per invoice. So this might be one of the most overlooked KPIs, but it's also one of the most important because every touch point represents effort and cost and opportunity for error. Now, the real challenge with this KPI is most teams don't actually know how many touches exist because they don't have the visibility to that. But if you map it out, it adds up quickly. Data entry, approval routing, exception handling, supplier communication, each step includes friction and each touch slows down the entire process. Touches are going to be the hidden driver behind cycle time, cost per invoice, and employee workload. And here's where it gets interesting. A lot of these touches just aren't necessary. They exist because that's how we've always done it, or because processes haven't evolved with technology. So reducing manual touches isn't just about automation. It's about rethinking the process. And when you do that, you unlock faster processing, lower costs, and a more scalable AP function, which, again, feeds directly into the Office of the CFO goals. And here's the truth. Most AP teams do not have a KPI problem. They simply have a visibility problem. So data is siloed. It can be hard to access. It can be incomplete, especially in multi-ERP environments. And without visibility, you cannot benchmark, you cannot improve, and you cannot prove value. So this is exactly why AI and automation have become foundational, not just for efficiency, but for decision making. Now let's talk about the part most teams struggle with, communicating KPIs. Because how you present them, it matters just as much as what you track. So here's the playbook. Number one, lead with outcomes, not activity. Number two, translate KPIs into real dollars. Number three, show those trends and not simply snapshots. Number four, pair every KPI with an action. And five, tell a story over time. That's how AP earns a seat at the table. If there's one takeaway from this episode, it's this. KPIs are no longer about reporting performance. They're about providing impact. And in today's AI-driven world, the teams that win aren't the ones tracking the most metrics. They're the ones tracking the right ones and using them to drive better decisions across the business. So if you're interested in a longer conversation about this topic or a more in-depth discussion around the solutions, you can always check out the links in the show notes. And as always, if you're interested in learning more about Esker, you can find us at esker.com. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you next time.